Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and if you want to score adult tickets at child prices, you need UndercoverTourist.com. They're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. These are the real deal. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. I am so excited for you to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello! 9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
And there she is, the late great Queen Elizabeth waving.
God bless her.
Hi. The 15-minute morning show. Let's go. I'm here with Gandhi, who's still in Columbus after her sister's incredible wedding.
Yay.
There's Danielle in the basement.
Hello in the basement.
There's Froggy in the bedroom.
Hello.
And there's Scotty B in the cereal library.
Yes, hi.
And also I see Scary.
What's up?
And I see Garrett.
Hello.
And here's Straight Nate. Hi, yeah. Straight Nate.
Can we start with a beef?
Oh.
Oh, wait, I got to talk to the microphone.
Can we start with a beef?
A beef? I don't want to start with beef. I don't okay. want to, why do you want to yell at me?
I purchased this book called Where Do I Begin? Stories.
You didn't pay a penny for that book.
I did. This is the one I purchased.
Why would you purchase that? You get them
because
for free.
Because we all, Scary, bought one.
I bought one, too, just and to support you. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I did, too. I bought one.
Yeah. Did I write me in too. Your books?
I bought
nope.
two.
No. No.
Present. Yes.
You wrote it yours? At Garrett's?
Yep.
Yeah. Here's the thing about autographing a book for someone who's like in your family is kind of weird to me.
That's what I thought. I was like, I don't want him to feel stupid autographing this. That's why I didn't ask.
Exactly. Well, thank you for understanding me, Daniel.
Can you just write F you then?
No.
I've had mine sitting in the bottom drawer for 3 years waiting for it to be signed.
Oh, it sounds like you read it cover to cover.
Yeah.
Oh, no, well, no, I did read it.
Yeah, that was the last book he read.
That was the last book I read.
The only book.
I read it cover to cover. No.
When it first came out, no. All fairness, it was around your wedding, right, Elvis? The book came out before your wedding?
It was before the wedding.
So he was reading it on the plane ride home. You know who fell asleep most, like a chapter in? This guy, Scary Jones.
Well, good. I'm glad I could lull you to sleep.
But he did finish it. Give him some credit.
I did finish it.
Did he actually read it? Because he was telling us he was only skimming for his name.
Yes.
No.
He did that in the beginning.
I read the whole thing. I'm on page 63, though.
Oh my God.
No, I did. I read the whole thing. I really did.
That would be a pamphlet.
No.
Well, anyway, so it just feels weird signing your book. I don't know. I just feel.
Well, no, it's
like
important.
Me signing an autograph on a photo of me. Hey. What are you reading?
I'm just reading page 63. Yeah.
to see where Scary's at. Yeah.
But no, I love the book. I really did. I hope you write another one.
I'm toying around with it, but enough about me. Hey, what a great day. Our friend Katie Lee came in. She's joining us for the New York City Wine and Food Festival.
Oh, yeah.
For tacos and tequila night.
Yeah. I can't wait. I hope they have those pickled onions.
Pickled onions are easy to make, actually. Just get some.
Just put vinegar on them, right?
Well, yeah, you need to get some red onion and just thinly slice them and put them in some vinegar. And you can put a little sugar in there if you want and just let them sit there and hang out.
Ugh.
How long do you pickle something?
I'd go for a day or two.
You know, it took me a long time to realize that pickles were just cucumbers. I thought there was like an actual thing that was grown that was called a pickle.
No, it's a cucumber.
It's crazy because I don't like cucumbers, but I like pickles.
You can actually pickle something in just a matter of an hour or two. If you want.
Really? I didn't know that.
Absolutely. Live with a British person. British people love pickled everything.
Me too.
Pickled
beets,
things I like pickled
are pickles.
Onions.
Pickle what?
What, Scotty?
I said the only pickled things I like are pickles.
Like, why did the cucumber get the name pickles?
I don't
like,
know. Why did it win the pickle?
Well, exactly.
I don't
could
know.
Have been a carrot. Could have been an onion.
Look it up. Wiki.
There's so many different types of picklings of a cucumber. You could do a half sour, a full sour, a kosher dill, a bread and butter. I don't like the bread and butter ones. They're too sweet for me. Too
I sweet. Like them sweet. I like sweet pickles.
I like gherkins.
We know.
I like cornichons.
I love cornichons.
What's that?
The little baby the ones.
Little bitty French pickles. Ones,
yeah. Oh, the teeny teeny.
I will eat those all day.
Yes. You.
Have you ever been to Pickalicious?
No.
I think it was in Teaneck, New Jersey. I don't know if they've moved, but they have every pickle that you could imagine. And they even have like the barrel where they put the pickle on the stick. And you could take the pickle with you, just one pickle. But they have so many good pickles.
You know
they
what?
Have hot, spicy pickles. Everything.
Gandhi has been strangely, oddly quiet during the pickle conversation.
I don't really love anything pickled. I try, but I also don't want to rain on all of your parades.
Our so pickle parades?
I'm taking it in. Yes.
That's okay.
You should try fried pickles.
Those are good. Those are my favorite.
Ed's Lobster Bar has the best fried pickles. Ed makes his own pickles, then he fries them.
Okay. Are there bars that still have those big, giant jugs of pickled eggs sitting on the bar?
Jacob's Pickles.
Those are gross.
There's a place in the Lower East Side that still does it the classic way.
Pickled eggs?
Oh, I don't know about
that. And they come out red?
Danielle, I'm looking at your Pickalicious website. I think there might be some copyright infringement here.
Oh, why?
That little pickle that's dancing looks an awful lot like Mr. Peanut. he's got a cane and a hat.
Oh, he does have a cane
and a
hat,
monocle.
Yes. There's no monocle. They just stopped just short of the monocle.
Is he wearing spats?
Pickalicious is very well known in the Jersey.
Well, they
area.
Won't be anymore. It'll be
Stop,
Mr.
Don't
Pickalicious.
Do that.
He
like
doesn't
in
look,
a pickle.
He doesn't look anything like
he
Mr. Peanut.
He looks exactly
Peanut.
Like Mr.
No,
Peanut.
No, he doesn't.
He looks like a pickle. He looks exactly like they're both.
Yeah. Does that look like
Mr. Peanut's a peanut. He's a pickle.
They're both anthropomorphic things.
Geez.
Bullshit.
With little smiles. He's got a cane, a little hat.
They don't own
I
a cane.
I would be suspect.
You're ridiculous.
Pretty sus.
Do you want to eat a pickle that has to use a cane?
So stupid.
I want a pickle that can run like a track star. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, a pickle that
Gandhi,
can run.
When are you coming back to New York?
I get back on Wednesday evening, so I'll be in Thursday. Unless my flight gets suspiciously canceled and I have to stay here a couple more days.
Wait, is that you are going to blame the airline or you really just want to stay there?
I mean, you never know what happens.
Right.
I don't blame her. As of right now, my flight is scheduled to leave Wednesday afternoon. So.
What are we coming up?
It stays
what,
that way.
You know, we're about to roll through Jingle Ball season, so I mean, our level of appearances will be increasing.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm just so used to not doing anything. Looking at the calendar, what do we have coming up? Isn't it good?
Yeah, we have a wedding in Miami. Then we have Jingle Ball season.
Every time I've traveled lately for the show and gotten on an airplane, I have come home sick.
I know.
I was just like, what's this? I need a little bubble around me.
I'm going to Nashville.
Wherever we go, I don't get sick.
Yeah. When are you going to Nashville?
For Veterans Day weekend. It's a double birthday weekend for our friend Bald Freak Ronnie. So I'm going to be in Nashville for a couple of days.
Yeah, Scary's actually going to miss a Friday.
I'm going to miss a Friday.
I'm out this coming Friday.
Oh, yeah, but you don't tell them what you're doing, though, Froggy. This is so, so wonderful what you're doing.
So I leave Thursday morning. I'm going to Memphis to go to St. Jude Children's Hospital to spend some time with the kids at St. Jude.
That's awesome.
I'm so excited. I am super excited to head there this weekend, see the kids, see what St. Jude does and try to help them further their actions that they do to save so many children's lives with children's cancer.
They do. And you know why St. Jude, it's a miracle campus. I mean, there's so much stuff going on there.
It is. When is the Y100 wedding, real quick? I needed to ask that. When is that? November what?
The first weekend of November.
Okay.
Fourth.
All right.
Coaster Boy Josh's birthday is this weekend.
Yes, it is. That's right.
We got that going for us.
All right. Isn't he 40 this year?
No, 38.
38, isn't he?
38.
Yeah. Oh. Wow, look at you.
Or he says he's 38, guys.
Yeah.
He looks awesome. Coaster Boy
Josh. He looks great for 56.
Hold on a second, I get him in. What's his button here? Coaster Boy Josh. Where is it?
He'll be on there.
Here it is. Hey, Josh, can you come in for a second? All right. Yeah, Coaster Boy Josh. He's wearing his nice striped sweater today.
Doesn't look like him, does it? Does it look like his normal fashion?
He looks great.
I can't even see him.
He's coming right in.
He looks awesome.
Come on over.
Is your birthday, their 38th birthday this weekend? Or Monday?
The 38th birthday.
How old are you going to be?
Oh, is it? Yeah, I'm going to be 38.
What?
You want to guess how old Nate thought you were going to be?
I thought you were going to be 40.
Really?
Yeah, because I was here 10 years ago.
The microphone can't hear you.
Because I came here like 10 years ago, and you were turning 30 at the time.
Are you telling the truth, Josh?
Yeah, 1984.
I believe him.
Do the math.
I believe him.
And look at his face. Josh. I look like I'm 30.
Yeah, you do.
You do. You look awesome.
You do look good, Josh.
Oh, thank you.
I like the sweater.
Oh, thank you.
It's
this
all
is,
good.
This whole thing.
This old man. So Josh is making meatballs. This is what I love about Josh. If he makes something really fun in the kitchen, I always get a little video and a little photo of it. It was meatballs. Was that your sauce?
That was my sauce from scratch, baby.
There you go.
Ooh, yeah. Look
very
at you.
Proud of you,
yep.
By Josh. So you know, our friend Katie Lee was in earlier. She says her favorite restaurant is Emmett's on Grove.
Really?
I know. We love their pizza. It's so good.
Oh, my God. Can we go this week?
Yeah, I'll go.
Yeah. So wait, those are the pictures you get from Josh as if he cooks? Because the only pictures we ever get from Josh
is
he sits on the crapper.
Yeah, after. Yeah. But that's still part of the cooking. It's just after he's done with it.
Yeah.
Really? Really, guys?
That's gross, Froggy.
Sorry.
No, he knows I don't like seeing that kind of stuff.
My fingers still smell
like
garlic.
Can we see Josh's sweater that everyone's talking about?
Yeah, can you get on camera so you can... Here, come
How do
here.
I do that? How do I do
here,
that?
Yeah, just go walk behind Elvis.
Here's Josh. There he goes.
Oh, I like it.
He looks great, doesn't he?
He's so
great
cute.
Sweater, Josh.
What are you looking at?
I don't know.
He's like, goodbye.
I was displaying it to the camera.
Okay. I'll show you I'm going to show you the video Josh sent me. Josh, I want you to see this.
My sizzling balls.
Yeah, sizzling balls. Hold on.
Hey, Scary, show him the sizzling balls he sent you.
I'm going to pass on that.
Hello.
Come on, Grandpa.
Come on, Grandpa.
How does this not work? Hello?
Just hit it once and wait.
Once,
that's it.
Oh my goodness.
Get a new one. Time for a new one.
Just throw it in the just throw it in the fucking trash can.
Wow.
Anyway, I love watching your balls.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Nice. Nice balls. Great. Nice shirt.
Right. You braised
to
them.
To be
right?
Honest, they were all right. They were just all right.
They were more pan fried than braised.
There was all beef, and I want more of a blend.
Veal and
need some pork in there for sure. Yeah.
No, you know, braising takes you want to use a long time. You know, meatballs don't take that much time.
Oh, really?
Yeah no.
You wanna, technically braise it.
You
right?
could braise meatballs in like your sauce and let them slowly cook. Absolutely.
Oh, that's right. It requires a liquid.
What he was demonstrating there was pan fried.
Oh, not to Josh's sweater.
Growing up, my mom only made veal balls.
Like I love veal meatballs are the best. They're nice.
Yeah, that's what I grew up on.
They're so soft. Anyway, where were we?
No, I wasn't advancing the conversation. I was retreading on the sweater. You can pull off the stripes going across because, you know, horizontal stripes are tough because it usually makes people look bigger.
Because if you're fat, you look even fatter.
Right. So I usually go with the vertical stripes.
Yeah,
vertical stripes are slimming.
I can't pull those off.
So I can't do the horizontal. I haven't had a horizontal sweater in years.
Would you like a cookie, by the way? We have more cookies.
No, I'm going to pass on the cookies.
How many did he tap out at?
Three. Wait, two and a half, three.
Out
Three.
When you brought them out.
Can we go back to the meatball conversation?
Yes, go ahead.
No, I'm so
hungry. I just remember one of my favorite memories as a kid was when my grandma on Sundays, you know, she'd make the Sunday sauce and she'd make the meatballs and she would fry the meatballs in the pan and she would let me have one before she put it into the sauce.
Yeah. That's your memory.
So good. What a and the smell coming out of the kitchen was amazing.
Oh. I may make meatballs for dinner tonight.
Sounds great. Now are you going to cook with the holy grail of meatballs? The Holy Grail?
It's a Holy Trinity, isn't it?
The Holy Trinity?
Yeah. Yes, Trinity.
The Holy Trinity would be? The Holy Grail! The Holy Trinity would be pork, beef, and veal. You use all three, right?
Weren't you here a moment ago when we just said that?
No.
Yeah,
I was in Cookie Land.
No, before Cookie Land, we were talking about the three things Josh likes to put in is veal, pork, and
we had a live MRI of Scary's brain. I'm convinced he has a stroke every 48 minutes.
So now I'm kind of wondering, we did talk about that, didn't we?
Yes. You might have.
No, most likely did.
Well, you wouldn't remember.
I was thinking about his striped sweater and how he looks so great in it.
Oh, God. Scary. All right, well, I guess we've diddled around enough.
Are we done?
Oh, wait, no, Josh really has good. Something. What?
Andrew's mom sent home some cheese ravioli that she made, and then I ate that with the
homemade?
Meatballs. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It was so Where good.
Yeah.
Hello, why didn't she send enough for the class?
Because I ate it all.
She probably
Thanks
did.
A lot, Andrew.
She did right. bring it up for the class, but he ate it all.
He's a growing boy. He needed to eat more.
He is. He needs to fit into that sweater. Anyway, well, okay. Just a simple. You know, I got to be honest with you. It's really dark and dreary in New York. And so it's like we're all dark and dreary. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think we're in a good mood. It's just kind of like blah.
Yeah, icky weather.
Meh.
Okay.
Right. We got to get out of here.
Okay.
Until next time. Love you, mean it.
Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.